This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Charlie A, it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones to Keep WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We got the Bozo Touchdown Parlay coming up, couple Survivor picks, MLB playoffs, and so much more. But it is a Patriots Friday, Jones.
It is indeed. We're joined every other Patriots Friday by Mike Nwenu, Patriots offensive lineman. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. Mike Nwenu, welcome back to the Grab Bag.
How's that? What's up?
How's it feel to be in first place? We talked to some of your teammates on Monday before the Bills game happened on Monday night. Bills lose on Monday night by virtue of a head-to-head win over Buffalo. You guys are in first. How's it feel to be a first-place team?
Yeah, it feels good. Definitely been putting in work, so just going to continue to keep doing that.
What have you seen in the improvements of Drake May? Just you've been around him his whole brief career to this point, but you know, seeing him, I think it was right around this time last year he took over as a starter, and to see where he's gone from, you know, really in a full year.
Yeah, I would just say he's been improving, obviously, just with his play style and his pocket presence, and then just he's always had good eyes seeing the field and whatnot. So I mean, he's just been keep balling and doing his thing.
Mike and Winner, we are not just in the grab bag, we're also in the trust tree here. So I want your honest assessment, your honest answer here. I've heard quite a bit. Mike Vrabel, he's not any different this week than he is any other week. He's going against Tennessee. He's going back to Nashville. Has he really not been any different? Hasn't mentioned anything about his time in Tennessee? That's true?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't.
See, I find that hard to believe that there's no extra edge to this game. Are you guys aware of his tenure in Tennessee and how it ended? Do you feel any extra going into the game for it?
No. I mean, the game is the game, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're improving on things that we need to improve on or that we didn't do well in the past few games. So I think that's just our main focus, improving the things that we did bad in the past game so we can, you know, keep improving and get better week to week.
You know, have you been able to identify anything to get the run game going a little bit more? You know, we mentioned, you know, Drake May in the pass game, and you guys are putting up some points, but it seems like the run game has been a little stagnant. Anything you can point to?
I'll just, you know, put obviously as O-lineman, you know, I'm going to put it on our shoulders. I mean, we can do better blocking the guys up front, staying on our blocks. I think over the weeks, you know, we've seen that a few times, just guys falling off blocks. You know, a lot of penetration. So we're taking it on our shoulders and going to do our thing.
Jeffrey Simmons is a name that comes up quite a bit. Vrabel's mentioned him. Some of your teammates have mentioned him. What's it like going against a player like Jeffrey Simmons this week?
Yeah, so a great player, strong player. You know, very smart. So I mean, you got to be ready every play, and you know, every play is a battle. So you know, I'm looking forward to that as well.
You got anything queued up for the plane ride down to Tennessee? It's been three straight road games for you guys, but you take a nap, you watch game film, you watch movie shows. Yeah. What do you got on tap?
Yeah, usually I peek a game. I watch a game or maybe like third down or something like that, just a little cut up, maybe for about 20 minutes, and then I'll catch some rest, listen to music, and just go to sleep.
So we were asking your teammate Milton Williams last week about kind of the cool back-to-backs you guys are doing. Is New Orleans and then Nashville. Do you have a favorite place, a favorite city you like to visit when you guys are on the road this season? And how about New Orleans, Nashville back-to-back?
You were saying, do I have a favorite or?
Yeah, like are either of those two on your list, and do you have a favorite destination when you're in town? I know it's different than other sports in
nah.
the NFL. You're not there for very long.
Yeah, no, I won't say I have a favorite, but I mean, it's been interesting this year. You know, we've been going to a few places that I haven't been before and seeing other stadiums like last week. I think my first time playing in Tennessee was last year. So that was my first time seeing a stadium last year. But really nothing crazy. I mean, I'm looking forward to the games. I mean, I don't really care too much about the travel.
Okay. He's Mike Amwenu, Patriots offensive lineman. Every other Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keith. Mike Amwenu, best of luck this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate y'all. Y'all be good.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.